This segment is proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. On this third day of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1442, corresponding to Sunday, the 17th of January, 2021. We commence with the Islamic economic indicators. The Zakat Nisab is 8,197 rands. The minimum mahar is 410 rands. The mahar of Fatimi is 20,494 rands. A very warm welcome to you, the esteemed listeners listening to us locally, nationally, as well as globally. And we say Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib for joining us as well onto the program, and also to the directors and the amirs of the various radio stations that are joining us this afternoon. Right now, we welcome Mufti Sahib onto the program. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Jazakallah khairan for joining us, Mufti Sahib.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, barakallahu fiikum, hafiz wadi. Jazakallahu khairan.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, this person says that they feel very tired and weak very often. What dhikr or ibadah can they recite for some energy, Mufti Sahib?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three things you need to do, my brother, sister. Number one is dua. Ummah must be, we are the best of ummah. We belong to the best of Nabi and creation, Habibuna, Shafi'una, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence, we must be proactive or not lazy and lethargic. So read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajazi wal-kasal. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from being hopeless and helpless and from laziness. One more time, let's read the dua together. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajazi wal-kasal. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from hopelessness, helplessness, and from laziness. And the hadith is authentic in Sunan Nasai. Second one, every Muslim, we must have a timetable. You must know exactly what you are going to do. I left now after lunch. I told my wife, I'll be doing Q&A from 2 to 4. And this is the program after that. And what time I'll be busy sleeping, what time I'll be busy working, what... So you must have a timetable, and then you will know that you will obtain maximum benefit in minimum time. Third one, did you read the dua? Read now. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. You heard Hafiz Hussain Wadi announcing today is the 3rd of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1442. So what? Why we read that? Whenever the Islamic lunar month starts, then we say, Oh Almighty Allah, make this month a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, and the Ummah and Muslimah, wa rushdin and righteousness. The hadith in Abu Dawood, Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. This morning there at Dalum Zakaria, I mentioned the three du'as. Anyway, we just mentioned one now. And second, I said that when you study the profile and biography of Imam Malik rahimahullah, he would exert himself the beginning of the Islamic lunar month. And when his students would ask him, Oh Ustadji, Oh Honorable Ustad, why do you exert yourself so much? He said, if the beginning of the month goes well, then the entire month will go well. You speak about laziness and lethargic. Let us see. If you put the Hollywood, Bollywood movies on, then you wide awake. But when you speak about go and read Quran, go and learn one dua, go and learn one surah, then I'm tired and so forth. It shows that we have already joined Hizbu Shaitan, the party of Shaitan. So remember, you yourself, put yourself through the litmus test. And what is that? When I want to do good deeds, what is my response and reaction? religion. Am I lazy? Am I lethargic? There's soccer, cricket, and movies on. Then I'm wide awake. So it shows, istahwadha alayhimu shaytan. The shaytan has gained ascendancy over that person. Fa'ansahum dhikrallah. And the shaytan makes them forget the remembrance of Allah. Ulaika hisbu shaytan. Those are the people who already belong to the party of shaytan. Allah, behold, inna hisba shaytani humul khasirun. Those are the people, they are a failure in this world and in the year after. Surah Mujadala, chapter 58, verse number 19. So these are the three things you must do, my brother. One, dua. Second one, you must have a timetable and a routine. And three, start doing good deeds and actions. And that automatically will remove the laziness and you becoming so lethargic.
Mufti Sahib, what is the difference between mahroom and marhoom?
Remember, mahroom means you are deprived. We say mahroom, mahjoob. A Muslim person passes away daily. We are hearing people pass away today. So Allah grant all of them who passed away on Iman and Islam, Jannatul Firdaus. You know the dua. Come Ummah, today is Sunday. Use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Talking the whole time is not going to help anything. So do some action also. So by heart, these two simple lines, Surah 14, verse 41. So many a son, daughter, grandchildren, your father, your mother, your parents, grandparents passed away. So learn this dua, Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 41. Rabbana ghfirli wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. So learn that dua, Surah chapter 14, verse 41. Second dua, ABC passed away, XYZ, most of the people, we don't know. So, but as a Muslim, because they are Muslim, inshallah, they passed away with Iman and Islam. Chapter 59 and verse number 10, Surah Hashar in the 28th Juz of the Noble Quran, 28th part of the Noble Quran, chapter 59, Surah Hashar and verse 10. So, Rabbana ghfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us, forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with iman. The people who passed away, they marhum. So, if a lady, marhuma. We say marhum, Abdullah passed away. Marhuma, Amatullah passed away. So that is marhum. Mahroom means that the person remember in inheritance. So he, she passed away, the father or the mother, and they left son and they left daughter, and then they have grandchildren. So remember, the son, the daughter, they will inherit, but the grandchildren will not inherit. They are mahjoob, they are mahroom. There's technical differences there. Mahroom, you will say, a person who's a qatil, a murderer, that he killed his parents, Allah forbid, so he's mahroom. And you can say mahjoob, that now he is deprived because the son is there. And remember, a person who's a non-Muslim, somebody embraced Islam, and now you must remember his parents, his family are non-Muslim, so they mahroom, they will not inherit. So these are things they use it. So mahroom means to deprive a person. Marhoom means the deceased person. For muzakkar, masculine, marhoom. Feminine, marhuma. So that is how you distinguish between the two.
Is it permissible for a daughter-in-law to speak or to communicate with a father-in-law after her husband passes on?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 23. Allah Jalla Wala is addressing you, Hafiz Wadi, you're a Hafiz, mashallah. Allah Jalla Wala is addressing me and all the men. Wa ummahatu nisaikum, and your mother-in-law. So your wife's mother, what we say in English, mother-in-law. So now your wife, somebody's wife passed away. So the son-in-law is still the mahram. And mahram means you can never ever marry. You had marhum, you had, you must remember, mahrum. Now we give you a third word, mahram. Mahram means you can never ever marry her from now till day of Qiyamah. So she is perpetually, eternally haram for you. So your wife passes away. So, or you divorced her, Allah forbid. So remember, you are still a mahram for your mother-in-law perpetually. So remember that you can talk to her and so forth and so on, provided that there is no fear of fitna, of hanky-panky business. So similarly, your husband, now we take the opposite scenario. Habibuna rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna nisa'a shaqa'ikul rijal. The same laws that apply to the men will apply to the women. And only few places where there is direct text, divine text, prophetic text, they'll be different, like inheritance, sometimes it's double, single ratio. Nevertheless, so now we're turning the flip side, the opposite. And now that is the daughter-in-law, so her husband, the daughter-in-law, her husband passed away. So you, daughter-in-law, can you speak to your father-in-law? Your father-in-law will always be your mahram. So you can stay there with the father-in-law in that house and all that. You can travel with him. But I took my mother-in-law for hajj, alhamdulillah. So you must remember that. So all that is permissible. But again, we warn you and remind you, if there's fear that the father-in-law is there alone, the daughter-in-law is there alone, and the father-in-law is old, but he's not cold, he is out, but he's not cold to knee, then remember, then there's fear, then she must never stay alone with him, because the old man got some bright ideas, if you want to use the word. So he got some satanic ideas, but from fiqh point of view, Quran, Hadith point of view, if these normal human beings, and remember there's no fear of hanky-panky business, you talk, you stay, all that would be acceptable, permissible.
Is it permissible for males to wear clothes with flowers on them?
This is the problem today, you must remember. Now look at this. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What else can you say? One of the Arab countries, if you are on my group, if you're following me on Twitter, if you're following me on Telegram, you will see it there this morning. I sent it out and I put a note at the bottom. May Almighty Allah Jalla wala protect us from shaitan and the agents of Iblis and shaitan. Imagine Arab countries in Ramadan this year, 1442, hosting, you must remember, an international conference for the lesbians, for the gay community, and they want to check the people's gender. Can you imagine a person who promotes this, a person who organizes this, a person who legalizes this? 100% there is no two opinions on this issue. Such people are murtad out of the fold of Islam. Wa ila Allahil mushtaka. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That we complain to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, you have mercy on us. This Ummah supposed to be the best, but when we became the slave of our worm's fancies and desires, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. They are like animals. Nay, Quran says, even worse than animals. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا الرَّاجِعُونَ. وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبِ مُصْطَفَى حَبِيبُنَا Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, woe and destruction to the Arabs. And you can see that destruction everywhere in every Arab country without exception. You must remember, this is the prophecy of the Prophet Muhammad Nabi Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. So today, that people don't know which gender they are. I experienced this in my travels when I was going to New Zealand, beautiful, wonderful country. So thrice we've been there. So once our flight was via Australia, so Sydney or Melbourne or somewhere. So we had to stop there, but they took us out and all that. Then I see male, I see female, you know, the bathroom, restroom. And then I see the third gender. So I look properly, I thought maybe I'm dreaming, you know. So these are the Jirmakar guys. These guys who are there. You see, you don't understand Afrikaans, you in Durban. You say, under that you say underground, boor upstairs. And if the middle guys, honest the boor, upside down guys, you see. So it is that honest the boor guys, upside down. They don't know, they Eve or Steve. So for them, they made a third part. You must remember that. So now this is where the Ummah is today. Surah 4, verse 119. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, when Shaitan Iblis was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, never to see it again. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ I will command them. They will change the creation of Allah. So your question, the person asked is, can I, as a male, can I wear now all color, floral colors and this and all? So dress is all there to wear big flowers and this and that. Are you male or you female? You got feminine instincts or what? So remember, any coat, any dress, any type of clothing, if the men wear and it imitates females, or the females wear and it imitates male, in Islam we don't have a thing called unisex. That is another satanic term, remember that. They say both can wear it. No, there's no such thing in Islam. So Habibuna Mustafa Hadith, you open Musnad Ahmad, Tirmidhi, various compilations. La'anallahu al-mutashabbihin wal-mutashabbihat. Allah's curse is on those men who imitate the female. And Allah's curse is on the female who imitate the men. You know, yesterday I went to Heidelberg, my hometown. It didn't happen yesterday. It happened maybe 2-3 years ago. One youngster was with me in school in Heidelberg. And, you know, I saw his son or his brother or somebody, because it's new generation, I don't know them. And I saw him by the masjid, and the guy had earrings on, you know. So I thought I'm dreaming, so I looked properly. But I just kept quiet, you know. But if I had it my way, I should give him a smack that his earrings should fall off, you know. Imagine that you come to the masjid. One is you want to look like a woman, and then you come to the masjid of Allah with earrings, but you are Muslim, supposed to be Muslim. So that is where we stand today. And you look at the woman, they want to cut their hair, from the back, you don't know whether it's Eve or it's Steve. All these are haram activities. So remain. وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِي بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا. Everything you will find in Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, you men must not desire the qualities the women have, that the feminine qualities like, that you want to imitate them. I'm not speaking of mercy, compassion, I'm speaking of their physical features and so forth. And you, the women, you must not have that desire, remember. So all this here, our dress, in Arabic we have a saying, proverb, "An-nasu yu'rafu bi libasihim," people are recognized by the clothing they wear. So see everything, you will find something in Quran, something in Sunnah, something in the fatawa of Sahaba and the sayings of the pious people.
Permissible to read 2 rakats of Salatul Duha, or is it a minimum of 4?
Okay, remember regarding Salatul Duha, Salatul Ishraq, you should understand, I'm using our time now here, Johannesburg time, right? So you can use your own time in Cape Town and Durban and Hammanskraal and wherever you are. So 5:30 is sunrise. So 5:45 you read your Ishraq Salat, so that's perfect, no problem. 6 o'clock you read, so no problem. So it will start 15 minutes after sunrise, and let's say 5:45. What time will it end? 9 o'clock. So remember, 3 and quarter hours is fine, so you call it Ishraq time. Salatul Duha also starts that time there. So our people get very amazed when you tell them that. So they know charge time. Salatul Duha wa Duha. Almighty Allah taking an oath on the forenoon. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So if you are a person who has got lot of free time, leisure time, so you wait till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and you read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6, 8 rakat, it's fine. But you are a very, very busy person. So read the first 2 rakat, Salatul Ishraq, and you receive the reward. Umratun wa hajjatun tamma, tamma, tamma. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif that you will receive the reward of Umrah and Hajj. We know how many problems there are today. Oh Muslim, oh Muslimah, every day make Hajj. Read your Fajr on time. The man in the masjid, as far as possible, the women at home, and then make tilawat of Quran, then get busy in ta'atillah, obedience of Allah, and then 5:45, 6 o'clock, depending where you are, then you read first 2 rakat Ishraq Salat. Thereafter you read 2 rakat Salatul Duha, and then you get the reward. Banallahu lahu biha baytan fil jannah. Allah will grant for you a palace in paradise. Subhanallah. Open Musnad Ahmad and Mishkat Sharif and so forth. So that is permissible. But if you have time, then delay it to 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock, and you read minimum 2 rakats, habit 8 rakats, maximum 12 rakats for Duha Chash, and Ishraq minimum 2, maximum 4. So all these are negotiable and flexible, not hard and fast rules.
Mufti Sahib, which du'as can one read when starting a business?
Remember, whenever you buy a new car or a new car, not brand new also out of the box, but like a new car, you know, they say demo model, you see. So you buy something new, like for yourself, you bought a new business. So there are many issues here. When must I start trading? So we will say, brother, you should start trading on a Wednesday. And now you can ask me, Jib Dalil, where's your proof for that? So we will tell you, Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah wrote an excellent book. Every Imam, Maulana, Sheikh, Moyani, whoever who knows Arabic, read it. And it's called Al-Maqasidul Hasana. You will find our mother Siddiqatu Bintu Siddiq, Siddiqi Beti. Inshallah, my brother Tobela will play it 4 o'clock when we are finished. Inshallah, Siddiqi Beti. Wonderful, wonderful. Speaking of Siddiq and Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, you want to get married, you want to do this, you want to do that, so start on a Wednesday. So subhanallah, she spoke of nikah, she spoke of a lot of issues. So therefore we have that reference. Second reference we have for Wednesday. Then there's a hadith also, but it's very weak hadith. Ma badallahu shay'an yawm al-arbiya illa qad tamma. And if you study the Salaf Salih, the people who said the Hanafi school, you have one book called Al-Hidayah by Allama Marghinani Rahimahullah. So Allama Marghinani Rahimahullah, whenever he used to start the academic year teaching, he would start teaching on a Wednesday. We ourselves, we saw one of the greatest jurists of Pakistan and India subcontinent, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah. So remember, in his Darul Uloom, whenever the academic year started, it would start on a Wednesday, for this reasons here. Then the second one is, you don't want Wednesday start on a Friday. You call it Tafa'ul. Why? Surah 62 verse 9. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُوَةِ فَسَعُوا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ. When the Adhan goes, the first Adhan. So remember, if you want reference of that, open Ma'ariful Quran of the same. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, you will find it there. So then you must go for your Jummah Salat and leave all your business, close your shop, factory, everything. Next verse, Surah 62, verse 10. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. So when you finish with your Jummah Salat, then go look and search for the grace of Allah, for your ruzi, for your sustenance, for your provision. So therefore, after Jummah to start your business, very good. So وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Don't only worry about your business. Remember Allah abundantly, profusely. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. You will be successful. So read, you must remember Surah Baqarah. You can read Surah Yasin. Start your business on a Friday. Start your business on a Wednesday. Friday is Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. This is not only for car and for business and so forth. So anything that's permissible, remember, I always tell our team here that they say, let's change this program, change this program. So I say, let's change it on a Wednesday, or let's start with it on a Friday as far as possible. So sometimes we start Monday also, no problem. So that will be the best thing to do. Why must you read Surah Baqarah? Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. Rahmatul Alameen Mustafa Habibuna wa Shafiuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah. Read chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, 286 verses أطول سورة في القرآن, the longest chapter in the noble Quran. And he, حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم, said, فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا بَرَكَةً. You buy heart it, is lot of barakah. You can't buy heart it, you read it, is the source of barakah, blessing. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرًا. You don't read it, is a source, remember, of regret and remorse. Every time you buy a new car, you got a new shop, a new branch, new this, new wife, some guys got, you know, mashallah, they got the barakah. They got 2, 3, 4 wives. Some women, they busy with their 8th husband and 9th husband, you know. So mashallah, they want to hit the jackpot, maybe 10 one time. Yeah, one time meaning you can't have so many husbands one time. One passed away, another one divorced, this, that. So it's a new South Africa, new normal. So what's the shaitan system? So now every time you take new husband, you read Surah Baqarah. So new wife you take, remember, you read Surah Baqarah. Why? وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَ. So the evil forces will not overcome you. People are jealous. It's a terrible sickness, but it's the truth. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. So we seek all might Allah's protection from those, you must remember, who are jealous. So do that, and inshallah, Allah will give barakah. You know what is barakah? الْأَشْيَاءُ الْقَلِيلَةُ وَالْمَنَافِعُ الْكَثِيرَةُ. You got a small shop, but everything halal, so much benefit. I look at my father, my grandfather, all of them. SubhanAllah, small shop. But remember, I went to study, no sponsorship business and all that. My father paid, alhamdulillah, Allah gave Jannatul Firdaus. My brothers went to university, everyone went for Hajj, everyone got married, everything. So that you must call barakah. So what it is, you have small operation, but so many benefits, so many things happen. So that is what is the meaning of barakah, blessings.
Oopsie, sir. Oh, I think two more questions before the break. Who was this Mirza Ghulam Qadiani, and what sect did he belong to? What did he introduce?
You must remember this unanimity. All of you should make note of this, especially you, the awam, the public, and ulama and students. We were studying in Pakistan, and it was my first year there, 1974. And Hazrat Allama Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah was the leader. All the groups in Pakistan came under his leadership. And lo and behold, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, on the 7th of September 1974, went on media, TV, radio, everything, and they declared the Qadianis to be non-Muslim. And lo and behold, I'm an eyewitness to this incident. It was Ramadan 1974 in Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi, and Sheikh Al-Azhar, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood, Rahimahullah, he had a big long beard. We met him in Medina, we met him in Karachi also. So he knew Arabic was his mother tongue, obviously, and he knew French also. So nevertheless, he was a great, great scholar. I have some of his works also. So Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood, Sheikh Al-Azhar, came to Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, Rahimahullah, and he spoke to him. Now what, we don't understand anything. And they both were weeping, crying, sobbing like children. So there was one Pakistani alim there. So we asked him, what's happening? He told us, the Pakistani alim, that Sheikh Al-Azhar says, last night I saw Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, and Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed me, go tell Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, I give him Mubarak Badi, Hani an laka ya Sheikh Yusuf al bin Nuri, that the work you did for Khatm al-Nubuwat, for us it's an article of faith, the last and final and seal on all prophets and messengers is Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These Qadianis, remember, they are so active. When I visit Europe here, there, so you will find, when I was in Zurich and that, I found they translated the Quran in every European language, an indictment upon us, we, the Muslims, that we have not done this. The, today, if you look at the news, now in Ghana, in our continent, Africa, so they have given them license, permission to propagate. So this is how they work. Any one of you who got doubt in this, I give you one documented proof. You must remember that Qadianis, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani and all of them, 100% non-Muslim out of the fall of Islam. They say Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him, has passed away and is buried in Srinagar there in India. So that is their unanimous belief. And does Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, he received wahi and revelation? Yes, he did receive wahi and revelation, not from Allah, but from Shaitan. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُكُمْ. So Shaitan came and inspired him inside the team, so he argues with us. If you listen to him, إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ, you also go out of the fold of Islam. See, I give you documented evidence. Go to London, you understood? And go visit the museum there. They're very proud of their museums. So half the things there, you came from India or here and there where they were occupying, you know, they were colonizers and imperialism and so forth. So they were ruling British Empire. And this person, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, he made his allegiance 100% with the British. He even abolished jihad. He told the Muslims, his followers and so forth, you cannot take up arms against the British. They are our benefactors and so forth. So go to the British Museum and they have different sections and so forth, and you will see that his name is written there. They are indebted to Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani for the services he rendered to the British Empire. Big spy, big chamcha, murtad out of the fold of Islam, ever forever curses of Almighty Allah. A person who claims he's a prophet is an imposter. So remember that they are another big threat to us in Africa. I just told you the breaking news. If you know what's happening in the world, then in Ghana they got license. Wherever they go, they first and get TV license. And then you must remember their leader, he will speak to the people and so forth. And they have a very catchy slogan. And their slogan is love for all, hatred for none. Love for all, hatred for none. Quran Kareem teaches us, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, jahidil kuffara wal munafiqeen, waghluz alayhim. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must wage a struggle, a war against the non-Muslim if they are going to harm us and so forth. And the hypocrites, waghluz alayhim, be firm against them. Wa ma'wahum jahannam, their resting place is Jahannam. Chapter 66, verse number 9. But remember today, these are these Qadianis. So we debated with them, and even there I was having discussions with them, and I took their books there from Zurich. I told them these books, I don't think they're too Pakistanis. I told them, you can read this. They said, no. So I said, I'm taking this. They said, take it. So I still got it here by me. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani says, I receive wahi in Arabic, I receive in Urdu, I receive in Persian, I receive. Quran says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِ. The Nabi of Allah, the true Anbiya, not imposters, they receive wahi in the language of their fluent word, meaning they are the people who speak to the people. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first audience with Arabs, so he received, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam received in Arabic. So, but he says multilingual. So therefore we say he received inspiration, incitement from the Shaitan, 100% kuffar, out of the fold of Islam. I gave you all the documented evidence. Make dua. All might Allah protects us from the shayateen in human form. Allah Ta'ala protect our iman and make our khatima ending on iman.
Ameen. Jazakallahu khairan to Mufti Sahib. Well, that brings us to the end of the first half an hour of this afternoon's program. We continue after the break.